Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Sanjay Mattu with the news at 9. The headlines. New Delhi says India and US will work for betterment of people and ensuring peace and security. India cancels consular camps in Toronto due to lack of adequate security assurance from Canada. Government to bring national counter-terrorism policy soon, says Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Supreme Court rules eligibility criteria for government jobs cannot be changed midway unless it is prescribed. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi greets nation on Chhath Sandhya Arghya Festival. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India and the United States will work for the betterment of people and ensuring peace and security. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to President-elect Donald Trump and conveyed to him that India is looking forward to further strengthening the India-US Comprehensive Global and Strategic Partnership. Mr. Jaiswal said, the India-United States partnership is multifaceted and special.
India and the United States will work for the betterment of the people and to promote global peace and stability and prosperity. So we want to further strengthen our partnership and we look forward to it.
On the cancellation of some of the scheduled consular camps in Toronto, Canada, Mr. Jaiswal said these camps had been cancelled as they did not get adequate security or security assurance from the Canadian government. He said these consular camps are conducted at the request of the Indian community organizations and are organized as per the comfort of the community organization. On the attack on a temple in Brampton, Canada, Mr. Jaiswal said India has condemned the attack and called upon the Canadian government to uphold the rule of law.
We condemned the attack on the temple in Brampton and we also called upon the Canadian government to uphold rule of law and to bring to justice people who perpetrated the violence.
On the humanitarian assistance provided to Afghanistan, the External Affairs spokesperson informed that 50,000 metric tons of wheat, 300 tons of medicines and 28 tons of earthquake relief material have been provided to Afghanistan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today announced that the government will soon bring a national counter-terrorism policy and strategy to fight terrorism, inaugurating a two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi. Mr. Shah said, in the last 10 years, since Prime Minister Narendra Modi took charge, the government has adopted a strong approach against terrorism. He said a strong ecosystem has been developed in the country to fight against terrorism in the last 10 years.
टेररिज्म टेररिस्ट और टेररिज्म के इकोसिस्टम के लड़ने के लिए गृह मंत्रालय ने जो प्रोएक्टिव अप्रोच बनाया है उसमें हम एक अगला कदम लेकर आ रहे हैं कुछ ही महीनों में नेशनल काउंटर टेररिज्म पॉलिसी एंड स्ट्रेटेजी लेकर हम आएंगे जिसमें आप सबकी भूमिका अहम होगी भारत सरकार का गृह मंत्रालय पॉलिसी एंड स्ट्रेटेजी का दस्तावेज बना सकता है इसमें हमें अपनी भूमिका का निर्वहन भी कर सकता है परंतु जैसा मैंने कहा कि पुलिस राज्य का सब्जेक्ट है लड़ना तो राज्य की पुलिस में ही पड़ेगा
In Jharkhand, leaders of both the NDA and the India bloc addressed election meetings in those areas where the first phase of assembly polling is to be held. Addressing a rally at Hazaribagh, senior BJP leader and union minister Annapurna Devi claimed that people of Jharkhand are unhappy with the misrule of the Hemant Soren-led government in the state.
झारखंड में जिस तरह से राज्य की सरकार एनडीए गठबंधन की सरकार है लोग काफी त्रस्त है लोग परेशान है आज इस सरकार के द्वारा राज्य के लोगों को छलने का काम किया तो अब आम जनता इस चुनाव का बीड़ा उठाई है और निश्चित रूप से आने वाले समय में जो एक संकल्प है लोगों का कि फिर से एनडीए की सरकार हमें बनानी है
झारखंड मुक्ति मोर्चा लीडर कल्पना सोरेन held a public meeting at Khunti, where she alleged that when the BJP was in power in Jharkhand, it pushed the state back.
Double engine का मतलब होता है कि दुगनी ताकत के साथ आगे लेके जाना, लेकिन ये double ताकत से झारखंड को नीचे गिराने का, पीछे करने का काम किया है। हमारे आवास का पैसा, हमारे गरीबों का घर बनाने का पैसा, इनके BJP शासित राज्यों में इन्होंने भेजा था।
Leaders of the Congress, the RJD, the AJSU and the left parties also addressed poll rallies in different parts of the state. Elections to the 81-member assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. In Maharashtra, campaigning has intensified for the assembly polls as the election date is approaching. 288 constituencies will go to the polls on the 20th of this month. More from our correspondent.
The Congress Party, after a meeting of its campaign committee held in Mumbai today, announced its list of star campaigners, which includes Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi, party's General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi, Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah, and Telangana Chief Minister Revant Reddy, among others. They would campaign individually in various rallies across the state between November 12 to 17. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis held a rally in Nanded and several other areas in Yavatmal district. NCP SP leader Sharad Pawar held rallies at Nagpur, Katol and Tiroda in Nagpur and Gondia districts. Deputy Chief Minister and NCP leader Ajit Pawar held two rallies in Govindi area of Mumbai. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to kickstart political campaign for the Maharashtra Assembly election tomorrow. With Prarthana, Devapriya Bhattacharji, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In our series of constituency profiles, today we look at Amravati constituency in the Vidarbh region of Maharashtra.
Amravati is the biggest administrative division after Nagpur in Vidarbha region. This constituency comprises of over 3,74,000 voters, is represented by Sulbha Khodke, who was earlier with the Congress, but after the split in Nationalist Congress Party, joined Ajit Pawar faction of NCP to secure ticket for 2024 assembly election. She will face Congress candidate Dr. Sunil Deshmukh in this election. Dr. Deshmukh also was earlier with the BJP in 2014. He joined Congress again in 2021 when Mahavikas Agadi was ruling the state. Amravati constituency has been alternately represented by the Congress and BJP candidates since 2009. The issues of pending Bellora Airport project, agrarian issues like crop prices of cotton and soybean are of concern in this region. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani Samachar, Nagpur.
The Jammu and Kashmir Assembly was adjourned for the day today as members of the opposition created an uproar over the passage of the resolution seeking restoration of special status and constitutional guarantees for the Union Territory. The resolution, moved by Deputy Chief Minister and National Conference leader Surinder Kumar Chaudhary, was passed by the House through voice vote yesterday. As soon as the session commenced today, BJP legislators, led by Leader of the Opposition, Sunil Sharma, voiced their opposition to the resolution, terming it unconstitutional. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Supreme Court today held that recruitment rules for appointments in government jobs cannot be changed midway unless it is prescribed. A five-judge bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud held that rules of the game once set before the start of the recruitment process cannot be tinkered with midway. The bench also said that the selection rules should not be arbitrary and should be in accordance with Article 14 of the Constitution. The top court unanimously held that transparency and non-discrimination should be the hallmarks of the public recruitment process, and candidates should not be taken by surprise by changes of rules midway. The Apex Court today ordered that the report on safety of medical professionals prepared by the National Task Force, or NTF, be made available to the chief secretaries of all states and union territories, as well as other stakeholders, including doctors' associations. The NTF was formed by the union government following the Supreme Court's order in the aftermath of the ghastly rape and murder of a doctor at Kolkata's R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in August this year. The National Task Force has formulated recommendations in two categories. First, the prevention of violence against medical professionals and providing safe working conditions. And second, the prevention of sexual violence against doctors. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized that the changing global geopolitical and security landscape requires strengthening of naval power to safeguard national maritime interests. The president made this remark while attending the Day at Sea in Goa. The president highlighted that with a coastline of over 7,500 kilometers long, India's maritime geography presents several opportunities for economic growth, regional connectivity and strategic influence. Giving a boost to mutual relations between India and Bhutan, Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya inaugurated the Daranga immigration checkpost in the presence of Bhutan's Prime Minister Leonchen Dasho Tsering Tobge in Tamulpur district today. Speaking on the occasion, the governor hailed the inauguration as historic, terming it the emergence of an opportune time for mutual friendship and cooperation between India and Bhutan, with Assam being the center of all activities. The four-day festival of Chhat is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in different parts of the country. On the third day today, devotees paid oblations to the setting sun this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the people on the occasion. In a message, Mr. Modi said that the Chhat Sandhya Arghya festival is a symbol of simplicity, restraint, determination and dedication. He further wished that this great festival brings happiness, prosperity and good fortune to everyone's life. In Bihar, a large number of devotees gathered at the Chhat Ghats of the Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda, Bagmati and other rivers to offer prayers. Devotees stood in waist-deep water to offer oblations to the sun god with offerings like seasonal fruits and ethnic Bihari cuisines such as thekua and khajuria. Tomorrow, the four-day-long festival will come to an end with morning oblations when devotees will offer Ushakalin Arghya to the rising sun. More from our correspondent.
Lakhs of devotees and people also offered prayers at sun temples across the state on the third day of Chhat Puja celebrations at Dev Sun Temple in Aurangabad, Ongari Dham in Nalanda, Olark in Patna, Hariya Suri Mandir in Nevada, and several other sun temples. A large number of people have also gathered from other states to observe Chhat Puja. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda visited different locations along the banks of River Ganga by a special cruise and extended greetings of the occasion to the people. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The Indian Railways is to run 164 special trains from tomorrow to facilitate travel of passengers returning to their destinations after celebrating various festivals. The Railways has planned around 476 trains in the coming 3 days. The last rites of renowned folk singer Sharda Sinha were held with full state honours at Patna in Bihar today. The mortal remains of the legendary singer, known as Bihar Kokila, were consigned to the flames at Gulbi Ghat in Patna on the banks of the Ganga River in the presence of a large number of fans, supporters and common people. Domestic benchmark indices today slumped over 1%. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange also ended in negative territory. The mid-cap index slipped over 0.5% and the small-cap index lost over 0.4%. A report.
The 30-share BSE Sensex tanked 836 points to close at 79,542, while the NSE Nifty 50 shed 285 points to settle at 24,199. In the forex market, the rupee today ended at 84.37 rupees against the US dollar. Brent crude was trading at $74.24 per barrel and WTI crude was trading at $70.85 per barrel when reports last came in. Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
In tennis, India's Divij Sharan and his Israeli partner Daniel Quickeman will play in the men's doubles quarterfinal of the HPP Open in Helsinki, Finland tonight. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. New Delhi says India and US will work for betterment of people and ensuring peace and security. India cancels consular camps in Toronto due to lack of adequate security assurance from Canada. Government to bring national counter-terrorism policy soon, says Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Supreme Court rules eligibility criteria for government jobs cannot be changed midway unless it's prescribed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi greets nation on Chhat Sandhya Arghya Festival. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.